But I knew, deep in my heart, that I would bear the very Son of God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoiced in God my Savior, for he looked with favor on me, Mary, his lowly servant. Time passed, and the baby grew in me. On the journey with Joseph to Bethlehem, I pondered, like so many times before, what would this mean to me? My relationship with Joseph, my other children to be born later, my home, my world. I became easily overwhelmed with the thought of the greatest event in all of history that was soon to happen. I was Mary, just a willing servant and a woman, but I was also Mary, the mother of the coming King.
Thank you.
And the time came. The Christ child was born. The waiting was over. The anticipation of the birth came to an end. At that very moment, God became a man.
Gloria.
Those around Joseph and me were amazed by the beauty of my son Jesus. Angels, shepherds, mystics, common townspeople, everyone. Some did not treat me kindly and talked behind my back because they did not realize and understand what the scriptures had foretold. Yes, I was a virgin, and the Holy Spirit came over with me to produce this beautiful baby. Others were overtaken with joy, expectation, and wonder as to what my son Jesus would do in his earthly life to fulfill ancient prophecies. But my spirit was calm and quiet up until the birth. I knew that I was the vessel that contained the God of all creation. In my womb was the very Savior of the world. I knew what happened. My baby, the blessed Son of God, was now here among us. Joseph, my husband, went to eternal glory when Jesus was in his teens. I was surrounded by Jesus and my other children during his earthly years. Even at his crucifixion, Jesus showed his love and devotion to me by telling his cousin, my nephew John, to take care of me. As a mother, I had the privilege of shedding tears at two very different but important times. You see, tears flowed down my cheek on the very night that my blessed son was brought into the world. What a time of wonder and awe. But tears also flowed down when I saw him give up his life for the world. He was my son. He is my Savior and King. I am Mary. This was my journey. May Jesus Christ be praised.
Oh, hearts are open, all desires are known, and there are no secrets hid from you. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, worthily magnify your holy name. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Titans. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Let us stand and together proclaim our faith in reading of the Nicene Creed found on the bottom of page 7 in your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In the peace of God, all the gifts that we shall give and receive in these days are but small tokens of the gift that shines forth in God's word made flesh this night. From grateful hearts, let us intercede for all who find themselves longing for this deepest, truest gift. That the peace proclaimed by angels in the shepherd's field might be realized on every field of war and on every street of violence, into the dark corners of the world, O Lord. That the child born to us might find in our hearts warm welcome by our openness to the needs of the homeless and the hungry, into the dark corners of the world, O Lord.
Let your light shine.
That in this time of gift-giving, we might become more responsive to the abandoned, the despairing, and the mourning, into the dark corners of the world, O Lord.
Let your light shine.
That the rejoicing of this night might be a bond leading us to a true communion of life and worship, into the dark corners of the world, O Lord.
Let your light shine.
That the joy and consolation of the wonderful Counselor might enliven all who are struck down by disease and illness, into the dark corners of the world, O Lord.
Let your light shine.
Thanksgiving for all those folks who showed up to make this space beautiful, worked hard to bring us music that, just glorifies God and opens our hearts.
That the blessed hope we celebrate this night might be the fulfillment of all who have gone before us in faith. Into the dark corners of the world, O Lord.
Let your light shine.
God, over darkness and silence, that appears quiet.
Oh, He sent him to be incarnate in the Virgin Mary to be the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his friends, and said, "Hey, eat. This is my body, which is given to you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. It is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit in the fullness of time. Put all things in subjection under your command. Bring us to that heavenly country where with Mary, Joseph, and Thaddeus, and all your saints, they may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of all salvation, by him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
who are faint-hearted and support those in need. In the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you this holy night, in our name which you call us.
Amen.